Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you for choosing to join me for this episode of How to Matter, where to matter makes a difference, and to make a difference matters. Thanks for joining me for the third installment in our series on helping children with school and learning problems. In the last episode, I shared with you the most common signs and symptoms of school and learning difficulties in children. We saw that it is important to take these problems seriously and to not put off dealing with them, to not put off doing something to help the child with these particular types of difficulties. Learning problems are not something children grow out of. It's something that, if unattended, get worse as time goes on. In this episode, I want to focus on two of those important signs and symptoms. Let's start with children who have difficulty making good choices and decisions.
How many choices and decisions does your child make in a day? When you stop to think about it, there are a lot. He decides whether to brush his teeth and what clothes to wear to school. His choices include when to talk or stay quiet. He decides who he will hang around with and who he will avoid. Does what his teacher is saying make any difference to him? Almost everything in his day requires decisions and choices. Most signs of school and learning problems have bad choices and decisions as an ingredient. Give this some thought. Has he had a chance to learn what he needs to know? This does not have much to do with whether he can learn. Homework is a good example. Greg is 12 and in the 6th grade. He is not doing his homework. Is he lazy? Is he being difficult? Is he not doing it because he does not know how? Is it because he does not have a good place to do it? These are important questions but are not the place to start. Has Greg had a chance to learn to do his homework? Has he decided it is important? Can he choose a good place and time to do it? Has he learned how to start? Doing homework requires many choices and decisions. It is not common sense or something a child just knows. It is a mix of skills he has to learn before he has them. Think about problems your child is having. Is she having trouble with homework? Does she have problems with other children? Is it a hassle to get her to brush her teeth? Does she have problems listening and paying attention? What choices and decisions does she have to make? If she made better choices and decisions, would the problem go away? If so, this sign needs your attention. The point is this. First, help your child learn what to do and how to do it. It is not fair to insist he do it until he knows how. Children do what they know how to do. If there is a problem, they likely do not know how. This is equally true for making good choices and decisions. If your child makes bad choices, he likely does not know how to make good ones. Start by teaching him how to decide. Help him understand why it is important.
The importance of making good choices and decisions is pretty easy to understand. Let me emphasize, though, that one of the important factors in making good choices and decisions is having good choice and decision-making examples to follow. The adults in the environment need to be sure that they are setting a good example, that they do what they are supposed to do when it's supposed to be done. If they have a list of chores or responsibilities, that they take care of them in a timely way, that they do their work thoroughly and completely, and generally model for the child the process of making good choices and decisions. Less obvious are difficulties related to expressing one's ideas and thoughts. For children to participate effectively in the learning process, they need to be able to express their ideas, to express their thoughts. They need to be able to do that verbally, As they get older, they need to be able to do that in writing. There are many situations and circumstances where they need to be able to clearly and concisely say what they think, express their point of view, let people know what their perspective is. Children who have difficulties with this have what is certainly an important and serious learning difficulty. Let's see how that works.
Many things can lead to your child's having problems expressing his thoughts and ideas. Children get excited or upset. They find themselves in new situations. They have to deal with things they do not understand. Some children are more talkative and others are quieter. Some find it hard to write about things. Some can let you know what is on their minds from their facial expressions and other body language. The ability to communicate varies a lot. For that matter, it varies for each child at times. Some days he can get his ideas across better than others. There can be several reasons why your child has more trouble communicating than other children. Ask yourself these questions. Has he had a chance to learn to communicate? Does anyone at school or at home care what he has to say? At least you'll take the time to give him a chance. You care what he has to say. Another reason for trouble communicating is a part of human nature. Children think and feel a lot more than they can communicate. It can be hard to find the right words or put thoughts and ideas together. The child might think he is not smart enough to explain things. Even worse, he might believe it is not worth the bother. Learning problems are connected. Trouble expressing thoughts and ideas can be connected to problems making choices and decisions. Think about it like this. Your child has many thoughts and feelings. Which thoughts does he tell you about? Which feelings does he share? How does he choose? Deciding may be hard for him. Also, keep this in mind. If he thinks you will not believe him, he will keep his thoughts and feelings to himself. Saying what is on his mind might not be smart. It could go like this. Did you do your homework? No. You then ask, why not? He says, it was too hard. I don't like school anyway. You now say, it doesn't matter whether you like school or not. You have to do your homework. The child has to wonder whether it might be smarter to just say nothing the next time. For what it is worth, he really did say the homework was too hard. This usually means he does not know how to do it. Not knowing how was a reasonable explanation. Also, it was the truth. He cannot do something he does not know how to do. Just taking time to listen is not enough. Your child needs to be taken seriously. He needs to know that you will believe him or at least hang in there until you understand why he thinks and feels what he thinks and feels.
If your child has difficulty expressing himself or herself, sharing his or her ideas and thoughts, let me give you two suggestions. Number one, see if you can go for a whole day without ever interrupting your child. You don't talk over what he or she is saying. You wait until the child has finished before you say anything. And above all, you don't finish by saying you're wrong, that's not right, or contradicting what the child is saying. If the only thing you can think of to say is, thank you for sharing that with me, then that will be sufficient. The child needs to know that you're willing to listen. You're willing to try to understand that you value what he or she is saying. The second tip is this. See if you can go for a full day without ever asking your child why. Why is one of those questions that children have special difficulty with. The truth of the matter is that we have special difficulty with it too. Sometimes we don't understand why, we don't know why, and once in a while, we simply don't want to share the why. So, try not to interrupt, try to listen until the child has finished talking, and avoid asking why. I hope you found this episode of How to Matter helpful as you pursue making a difference with people who make a difference to you. I'm Dr. Gary Crow. My website is howtomatter.net. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.